Over the next year, KSJD is going to be bringing you more news about health, mental health, and prevention in our community as part of a bi-weekly health and prevention report. This week, Lucas Brady Woods spoke with the Senior Clinical Director of Access Health in Cortez about the challenges facing our community regarding mental health and the local resources available to help.
Stephanie Allred is the Senior Clinical Director at Access Health in Cortez, Colorado. Dr. Allred, thanks for speaking with me today.
Hi there.
So what are the major issues in regard to mental health that are facing this community here?
I think we are seeing some pent-up needs from the pandemic. The good news is we're seeing more people willing to reach out and seek some behavioral health supports, but it is a little bit of a pent-up need. So we always want to see people address things as early as they can. Behavioral health care is health care. It should be just a regular part of wellness visits and health care, just like going to your primary care physician.
What's the spectrum of issues that you're seeing in regard to severity and also the difficulty in addressing certain issues?
We see mild to moderate conditions such as depression and anxiety, where people just notice some changes, right? They just don't feel like their normal selves. Those are things that we're seeing all the way up to severe mental illness. We treat bipolar disorder and schizophrenia and see a lot of trauma as well and impacts of trauma.
Within the population here, who are the people that we're seeing most of the issues with?
It's really everybody. There's no particular group that hasn't been affected, whether it's the loss of a loved one or loss of a job, financial stress, or again, just cut off from some of those social connections that are so important to us.
Are there portions of the community that are more difficult to reach than others with mental health care?
I think our homeless population has some additional challenges. I mean, treatment is so much more difficult when people aren't housed. It's difficult to attend appointments regularly. It's difficult to work on longer-term goals when the focus is day-to-day survival. And I think our service industry has taken a big hit as well. So just recognizing the financial impact of a lot of our community members have experienced this past year.
How are those holes being addressed by the community?
Having treatment options is really important. And one of the positive things of COVID is getting a lot more telehealth options set up. And we've seen a lot of people who have barriers to getting into a clinic, whether it's childcare or transportation or things. So it's been really exciting to be able to serve patients in a different way and make that care more accessible, which behavioral health is really effective over telehealth. We also just try to provide education and really support people's overall wellness when they come in for their primary care visits.
What's your approach? I just would love to hear, like, if you needed to approach a person in mental health crisis who didn't really want to be approached or might be homeless, wasn't very receptive to services, what's your approach to try to bring them in?
First is to treat them with respect and treat them like you would want your own family member to be treated. And everyone has a level of self-determination, right? We all want to make our own decisions. And what's helpful is to support people with just not feeling judged, just expressing concern, expressing caring, and sharing information can be really helpful. Because a lot of our community members don't know that there's help and resources available to them.
What are your biggest concerns going forward over the summer and into the next year as the pandemic situation continues to improve? What are your biggest concerns for the future in regard to mental health?
A pretty broad concern is just health insurance coverage and just still seeing a gap. We've got too big of a population that just doesn't have coverage.
If somebody's having a mental health crisis or just a mental health issue, what's the best way of contacting Access?
Contacting our Care Connect hotline. Our hotline is really designed to support individuals in crisis, but also to provide consultation to concerned community members. So if there's a concern about a neighbor or someone, a coworker, we're happy to talk through and provide some coaching on how to talk to that person and even offering to do some outreach to that individual.
Dr. Allred, thanks again for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Health and prevention reporting on KSJD is made possible with the support of Celebrating Healthy Communities, the Montezuma County Health Department, and Southwest Health System.